everybody. Friday prayer. Hello, everybody in the sanctuary. We're getting started. Please come up, grab some communion, guys. Let's take communion. And you know how Jesus said, eat my flesh, drink my blood. And everybody left him, but we're not leaving him. Whenever we take communion, we're eating Jesus's flesh and drinking his blood. And that's a recognition of who he is. So I love taking communion because every time I take it, I'm declaring my faith in Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, so take communion and we're going to get into a beautiful prayer, an awesome worship time. How do you guys like how we change the prayers to more of worship? You guys like it? Yeah? Pasha, you like it? Me too. I like it. It's good. It's good. Worship is awesome. Today we're going to have an awesome song. Your name is glorious. And I think today, let's worship and let's praise from a position of the awe of God about how big he is, how wonderful, how magnificent he is. And I'm about to read a verse from Daniel. And it's actually the place that the phrase Ancient of Days comes from. And we're going to worship from this place of how great he is. And every time I read this verse, man, it just makes me weep because of how great he is. If anybody wants to turn to it, it's Daniel chapter 7, starting from verse 9. Daniel is in a vision, and he is allowed to see God's throne room, and he's allowed to see as a judgment starts taking place. And what starts happening is many thrones are put into place, and in the middle of all the thrones, there was the big one, and that's where the Ancient of Days sat down, and many millions of angels and stuff, they came to minister to him. And it says it so beautifully, I watched as thrones were put in place, and the Ancient One sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Many millions stood to attend him. Then the court began its session, and the books were opened. Lord, I'm so grateful to be able to worship you and to love you. I'm so happy that I get to be your son and be accepted and loved by you, Father. Many millions worship you. Many millions love you. Many millions of angels, as your word says, minister to you. Anything you command them, they do it for you. And you love me, Jesus. You really love me. Thank you, Lord, for becoming a man, for becoming a sacrifice for me, Jesus, for loving me. Lord, your name is glorious. I didn't understand what that meant for a long time, but God, your name is glorious. You created the world. You own everything. You own us, God. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the power, Lord. Your name is glorious, Father. Only your name. There is no other name that's glorious, Lord, except the Father's, except the Lord Jesus Christ. Except your name, Lord. Yours is the one that we worship, Father. Your name is glorious. God, I love to praise you. We love to worship you. We love to lift your name up. God, I want to lift your name up like the angels lift your name up in heaven. Lord, I want to lift your name up in my own personal way as well. In a way that only I as an individual can lift your name up. In every circumstance, God. Your name is glorious, Lord. We lift you up, God. So let's worship him from that position of reverence, of the fear of God, of the honor of God, from truly wanting to give him the glory and honor, the honor, true honor. Lord, we honor you. Father, I honor you and I love you. Father, I honor you. Lord, we as a house want to honor you and give you all the honor and praise all the time, Lord. We put you as the center, as the centerpiece, God, as the cornerstone of our lives and of this house. Jesus, you are the cornerstone of this house. And you're the cornerstone of my life. No matter how I feel, no matter what I do, ups and downs, God, you are the cornerstone, Jesus. Your blood and your sacrifice. Thank you, Lord.
Higher, higher, come see what God. your beloved. Look at your beloved as you sing praises to him, as you exalt him, as you exalt his name. Oh, as you lift his name up higher, as you're putting him into the center, as you're putting him right in the center and letting everything else flow out of him, and letting everything else flow out of him. Oh, higher and higher, higher and higher, from place to place, from glory to glory. Oh, Lupime, beloved, just higher and higher. We lift you up higher and higher. We set our gazes higher and higher. Oh, just higher and higher you are. Oh, just more and more, Jesus, you're high and lifted up. You are enthroned, seated on the throne, seated on the throne. Our gaze locked with yours, all other realities, all other options, all other ways. Oh, they faded away. And there's no other way. There's no other way. I don't see another way. I don't see another way. But into the deeps of deep, but into the deep of deep, but into the deep of deep, into your deep of deep, into your deep of deep. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, just more and more. Just more and more. More and more. We posture ourselves more and more. Oh, we posture ourselves more and more. We posture ourselves to go after you. We posture ourselves to go after you. Oh, we posture ourselves to not agree with what the world has to offer. Oh, we posture ourselves to not agree with our reality. We posture ourselves to go into the higher, to go into the deeper with the King. Oh, just posture your heart right now. Posture your mind right now on the King. Posture yourself. There's only one reality, there's only one King.
We will sing over again. fellowship with him. Come see what he's done. He gave his son. He gave his son as a sacrifice, as a covenant.
Suffering and sad and depressed. We're never supposed to be like that. Even though a lot of us are a lot of the time, a lot of us struggle in ourselves, in our pain. But it was never supposed to be like that. We were always supposed to be a part of his family, sons and daughters, loved and belonging somewhere. And it was always his plan to send Jesus Christ, to send his son so we could become sons. And I want to read from Isaiah 53 from the Old Testament, where God was prophesying about his son coming. Isaiah 53, but it was the Lord's good plan to crush him. It was God's good plan to crush his own son for us. The Bible says it was God's plan to crush his own son instead of us. So whenever I feel like I am too sinful, or I've done something too bad, or I start feeling guilty, I think about this verse, and I think about how it gave the Father pleasure to crush his own son. And the reason why it gave him pleasure to crush his own son was because after he crushed him, he's able to look at me as his son. Amen? He's able to look at me as pure and clean and perfect. And I don't have to worry about feeling guilty anymore. I don't have to worry about any of that. I can be bold. That's why in Proverbs it says, the righteous are bold as lions, because we have nothing to fear anymore. We have no guilt. We have no shame. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. In some translations it says, but it pleased God to crush his own son and make him suffer. Yet, when he made his life an offering for sin, he will have many descendants, and that's us. We're his descendants. We're a part of his family now. he will have many descendants. Thank you, God, that I'm your descendant now. I'm a part of your lineage. I'm a part of your bloodline, Lord. We are a part of your family. We are your descendants, Father. Thank you, God, that we're your descendants. That I'm your son. That we're your sons and daughters. Thank you that you crushed your only son for us. Lord, I honor you for crushing your son for me. I'm not looking away from that. I'm not ashamed that you crushed your own son. I am proud of the gospel. I'm proud of what you did for me. I'm proud of who I am in you. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life. And the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. Thank you for your good plan, Father. Thank you for your good plan, Lord. Your plan for humanity is good, Lord. You have only good for us, God. You have nothing against us, nothing bad for us. You only want the best for us. That's why in the Word it says, it is the will of God that none should perish, but that all should inherit eternal life. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, when Jesus sees all that's accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, because of Jesus being crushed, taking on our sin, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. Whenever I have periods of weakness or any of that, I think about how God crushed his own son for me. That verse shocked me, and it shocks me still. It pleased the Lord to crush his own son, to crush his servant, to make him suffer. Because when he was crushing his servant, he saw me. He saw us. He saw a family. Thank you, Lord. What a good plan, Father. You're so smart. You're so wise, Lord. Your plan is wise. Your plan is good. And I'm honored to be a part of your plan, Father. We're honored to be a part of your plan, Lord. We're honored to be accepted by you, loved by you. Holy and innocent now. Holy innocent because your son suffered.
Jesus, this is who you are. You are the glorified King. Oh, this is who he is. This is who he is. This is who he is. He's the glorified King. And let me tell you something about my Jesus. Let me tell you something about my Jesus. In John, 1 John 5, verses 6 through 8, it says, Jesus Christ is the one who has revealed as God's Son by his water baptism and by the blood of his cross. Not by water alone, but by water and blood. And the Spirit, who is truth, confirms this with his testimony. So we have three constant witnesses giving us evidence: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these are the signs. These three are in agreement. These three things are in agreement. The Spirit is in agreement, the water is in agreement, and the blood is in agreement. Oh, the Spirit, the water, and the blood are in the agreement. They're in the agreement that Jesus is King, that Jesus is the Son of God, and this is who he is. This is who he is. If we accept the testimony of man, how much more should we accept the testimony, a more authoritative testimony of what God has testified concerning his Son? Oh, he has testified. God himself has testified. is who you are. Oh, this is who you are. This is who you are. You are real. You are real. You are real. You're glorious. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. The mighty God who took the cross. You are the mighty God who took the cross, who bore the cross, who died on the cross, and who resurrected from death. You are. imagine having the King at your back, the King himself, God in flesh himself. Oh, King Jesus, only you is all we need. Only you is more than enough. Only you, oh, you are more than enough. You are more than enough. You are more than enough. What a joy. What a joy it is to only have you. What a joy it is to only have you. To only have you. To only have one God. To only have one God who is mighty. Who is mighty to save. Who is so full of love. Who is so full of endless, endless love. Who can overflow. Who can overflow. Who can overflow. Who can defeat death. Who can defeat death. Who can flip sadness into joy. Who can bring peace into turmoil. What a joy. What a joy that you are the only God, that you are our only God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your death. Thank you for your death. Thank you for your resurrection. King Jesus, thank you for your death and thank you for your resurrection. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your death and thank you for your resurrection. Oh, this is who you are. This is who you are. This is who you are. You are a God who lives on the inside of us. You are a God who lives on the inside of us. Oh, and death fears. Death fears when the King is in the room. Death fears when the King is in the room. It cannot withstand. It cannot withstand. It loses all power. It loses all power to the one who's in authority, to the one who's seated on the throne. Oh, we praise the King who's seated on the throne. We praise the King who's seated on the throne. We praise the King. We glorify the King. Oh, what an honor it is. What an honor it is to praise a King. Who praise a King who's seated in eternity. It is an honor to praise a King who sits and holds eternity in his hands. Oh, it is an honor. It is a privilege. It is a privilege to be called your beloved one. It is a privilege to be called your son. It is a privilege to be called your daughter. And yet you call us by name. And yet you call us by name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, beloved. Oh, we thank you, beloved. We thank you, beloved. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, the beautiful King. The beautiful King. The beautiful King. Oh, isn't he amazing? Oh, he's so amazing. He's so amazing. He's righteous. Oh, and he's our Papa. Papa. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for words to speak. Thank you for our breath that you breathe into us and refresh us daily. You are so loving and refreshing. We thank you for your presence. Overflowing love. Thank you, beloved. Thank you, beloved. Amen. Amen. Amen.
is perfect.